NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. President Biden's meeting with his national security team at Camp David as tensions rise between Russia and Ukraine. The White House says the president's made it clear any movement across the border by Russian forces will be considered an invasion and will be met with severe international consequences. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev Saturday announced the arrival of a portion of the $200 million security assistance package the U.S. is giving to Ukraine's military. This as U.K. leaders are accusing the Kremlin this morning of trying to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Arizona's Democratic Party is censuring one of its own, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, after she voted in favor of keeping the Senate filibuster. Now her office is responding. Here's Jim Forbes.
Spokeswoman Hannah Hurley said in a statement that Sinema promised Arizonans she would be an independent voice for the state, not for either political party. Hurley added that Sinema has always been honest about where she stands on different issues. Saturday's censure vote comes after she voted in favor of keeping the Senate filibuster, which effectively killed passage of two major voting rights bills. I'm Jim Forbes.
Some surprises to this year's NFL season. Both number one seeds have been eliminated when the 49ers knocked off top-seeded Green Bay Packers last night. The number one seed in the AFC also lost, Tennessee losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. Semiconductor giant Intel is planning to open a $20 billion chip plant in Ohio sometime in 2025. Company officials said yesterday, noting the plant will employ upwards of 3,000 people. They say they'll earn an average salary of $135,000 a year. A shooting yesterday afternoon at a Massachusetts mall left a man critically injured. Police say now that was a targeted event. The shooting at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, just south of Boston. Police say one man shot a 26-year-old man during a confrontation, and the gunman fled the scene. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.